morning, I'm Lori McNichols from the Toyota Fan Highway Patrol, checking the Bronxville Parkway to southbound side of Stop and Go through the Crossfront Expressway, where only the left lane's open due to an investigation of an earlier serious accident. Stay away from the southbound Van Wyck exit ramp going to the Belt Parkway. That's shut down by a car fire. Southbound traffic being diverted to Kennedy Airport. 10 to 15 minutes and building to both decks of the inbound George Washington Bridge. It's because of a collision on the lower level. It's in the right lane from the 4 and 46 approaches. 10 minutes inbound
to the tunnel. Lori, I just got to thinking, this candy that I got from Ron and Vanna, you might want, huh?
Well, now, why would I want that, I? I mean, you might want to lose 20 pounds. You were just deeply disturbed. You just can't help yourself. Just be uncontrolled.
It seemed like the worst thing you could do was to say to a woman, it looks like you put on weight over the holidays.
And you embrace that. That gives you some pleasure.
I don't know. It doesn't make me feel good, you know. It is 12 minutes till the hour here on the IMC Morning Program.
She was reporting on a limo fire right now. The bridge.
We're talking with Lori McNichol, who does traffic for us here on the IMC Morning Program on FAN in New York, and... I just said to her, just for the hell of it, because I figure the worst thing you could say to a woman is, it looks like you put on some weight over the holidays. I mean, what else could you say? She doesn't look like she put on weight over the holidays.
It looks like you put on a few wrinkles over the holidays.
It looks like she didn't take any off, though.
Well, when you can tell you're having a normal conversation.
At any rate. So then Sid comes in and Sid says, he's had it with Warner, and then he's going to come to blows. What's the problem now, Sid?
What I said basically was, and by the way, welcome back.
Thanks, Sid. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Last 2 seconds. Yeah, right. What I said basically was this. It's up to the point where when I first came in, I thought Warner was joking around, but there's a lot of resentment here, and I don't think he likes him very much. And
no, he doesn't like it at all.
No, so now I'm at the point where I'm kind of returning the favor, so... What I'd like to do today is put you on the spot and say that we can no longer coexist, Warner and I, and this is your program, and one of us has to go. One of us has to go. There is no way two of us can continue to work together under these circumstances. That's become a very uncomfortable working environment.
Wow. But you're never here together.
I'm always here because I do a show with Jordy McDonald on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I see Warner, and I can see right off the bat that he's disgusted to see me. There's a look of disgust on his face.
Right.
He should be used to that. A loathing look.
You get that from your wife, don't you?
From strangers on the street.
Yeah, man. Why don't you just suck it up? You do your part. Let me handle Warner.
Lots happened since you've been gone, by the way, I'm in.
How are those Jets doing?
Oh, the Jets are terrible. Not only are the Jets terrible, but Vinny has